Broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for FinTech South 2018. Brought to you by PPRO, taking the complexity out of payments. Now, here are your hosts.
And we are back, winding down FinTech South 2018, broadcasting live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This is the one we've been looking for, Lee. This is the final interview of the day, but it has been a great deal of fun. I have just had a blast. This is going to be a fantastic segment. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with Safe Banking Systems, Mr. David Schiffer. How are you, man?
Thank you. I'm very good. I'm happy to be here, and I love radio interviews. I've been told I have a really great face for radio.
And you do.
They weren't lying.
And also, being last, if you noticed, on the Advanced Awards, SBS was number six. On the awards, they saved the best for last. That's what they say.
That's right. Well, so congratulations.
Thank you.
So can you share a little bit about Safe Banking Systems? How are you serving folks?
So first of all, this is our 19th year in business. We help large institutions, quote, find the bad guys. And there are a lot of bad guys out there.
Yes, they are. Every day there's more, I'm sure.
Every day. So we have, just to let you know, we look for sanctioned entities, which are government sanctions, started out as countries dealing with the enemy, then became non-state actors, which were terrorists and national drug kingpins and international drug kingpins. And now, of course, sanctions are being used as economic pressure. You hear all the time Kim Jong-un, Korea, and other North Korea and other areas. So we help banks that have large databases. We host about 300 million customer records from our bank, and every day we're scanning them for these types of entities. These are sanctions. Then we also look for PEPs, politically exposed persons. That's defined in the USA Patriot Act. Those are government officials, foreign government officials, that have potentially access to large treasury and money to promote or fund terrorism. We also look for negative news or adverse media, which are the criminals. We call them reps, reputationally exposed persons. And those are money launderers and other fraudsters and other criminals.
All right, you can go to school to do this? You're scaring me, just to be perfectly candid with you, but I guess this is all real, or you guys wouldn't be in business, right?
This is real. And if you looked at our website and the people we have found over the last 18 years, you would be very scared. Just to let you know, one of the milestones of our company, 2009, we found some interesting people on the FAA registry, Airmen's Registry. So we found people, Megrahi and FEMA, who were the Lockerbie bombers, had been registered with the FAA's pilots and dispatchers since 75 and 79, and they're on the FBI most wanted list. We found Fernando Ceballos, the drug kingpin of Peru. And then we found his American lawyer, who was in Miami, was laundering about $500 million. We found him in two institutions. If you know, Nicolas Cage played Lords of War. He played Victor Boot. We found Victor Boot and a few of his other associates registered on the FAA. So in 2009, we had a report with the New York Times. We went from the world's best-kept secret to complete international news. We were supposed to be on the front page of the New York Times. Unfortunately, Michael Jackson died on our day, so we were demoted down to a little corner article. But the people we have found are amazing, who we found in our customers and in public databases.
Wow. So now, in all of the records, what are some clues that somebody might be up to no good?
Well, we actually get lists from other companies. So there are about 40 different government lists. We also have third-party data aggregators. So they have products that scan the web every single day. Mm-hmm. So our business really is matching up these two different types of lists, customer lists and database lists. We also have lists of, for example, IRS charities and nonprofits and money service businesses, which also include casinos. And one of the interesting things recently is we just signed two companies who provide lists on marijuana-related businesses.
Because that's a whole new world now, right?
Right. And it's a big problem for institutions. So they're federal licensed banks, who it's illegal, of course, to handle marijuana-related businesses. But several states, it's legal.
So now how do they do that?
They have big problems. Of course, most institutions are just not accepting or closing down accounts from marijuana related businesses. But the question is, there are different tiers. What is your business? Are you the dispatcher and the growers, or are you the landlord, or are you the lawyer that's opening the thing? So there are different percentages of your business related to marijuana.
So now, when you're working with walk me through what a relationship with a client looks like for you. Like, what's the pain they're having, and how do you help them solve it?
Okay, so think about a large, one of the top four banks in America that has over 75 million accounts, and they have to match up and find these entities I mentioned, sanctions and PEPs and REPs. And so we have lists that have millions of names. So think about comparing 75 million names against a list of 1 to 4 million names. Think about how many combinations and permutations of names that you can find.
Right. So are they hoping you find the person? Are they hoping you don't find the person? Are they...
Well, it's the approach avoidance effect. There are good banks and there are criminal banks. The criminal banks you see in the news and get fined billions of dollars. They hope we don't find the people, but then the government finds them. So it's better in a way that we find the people before the government finds them.
Okay, so the government's looking while you're looking at the same time.
Yeah, the government...
But you're better in some ways.
The government isn't actually looking for the people. The government looks for their processes. Do they have a repeatable, defendable process that we help our banks for? We actually find the bad guys. And the way we've done that is, you may have heard from the recent discussion there that rules don't work in the fraud area. So we found that very early in our business that more data is better than better algorithms, and that rules engines are very important and are very effective in the computer industry when you can enumerate all the combinations. In name matching and entity resolution, you can't enumerate them at all. So we developed a principles methodology versus a rules methodology. We have a patent on risk ranking large databases, so when you get an alert or set of alerts, you know and can have a determination of which ones are the higher priority, which ones are more severe if that was your customer. And we have our other metric is our probabilistic scoring. So name matching is the first step in our process. And if you think about name matching, 100% name match of a John Smith is a confidence score from a blocking engine of matching these names is the highest score is 100%. That's the least likely match of a customer and one of these reference records, because there are 10 million or so John Smiths
right.
in the world. So the concept of moving from just the confidence score of textual matching of names into this probabilistic score has changed our business and changed our lives for institutions. You ask me how we help them? We have gone into many large institutions that are under what's called a C&D, cease and desist. Banks get an order from regulators that says, okay, your program is not effective, and you have a 5-year plan to clear this up. We go in and help them. We scan 50, 100 million records within 2 months. We tell them who their bad guys are, and then we go into a sustainable program for the next 3 to 5 years or whatever the relationship is.
Now, you mentioned that occasionally or on a semi-regular basis, you're catching actual bad guys. You're saying, okay, there's bad guy, you know, number one on the FBI most wanted list, right? You can say,
yes,
that's him for sure.
Yes. For almost sure. Sure, right.
Right.
Almost
high
sure.
Probability, that's him. So then the police go knocking on his door?
No, we are not an enforcement agency.
No, I know so you're not, but you give them the heads up. There he is.
We
right?
give the banks, the banks have a have an obligation to look at him and decide if it's a sanctioned entity. They have to hold his account and his
like
money.
Freezes his
accounts. And it's illegal to tell a sanctioned entity that he's under investigation or being held for sanctions. It's a tough position.
Right.
Right. And then, of course, for fraudsters, if there's suspicious activity, they file an SAR, a suspicious activity report. But we have no obligation to tell the police. I certainly would like to. We've had an Al-Qaeda guy in Queens. We know exactly where he lived. He was the Al-Qaeda funder. We had the two fellows who had one of the Bitcoin big $6 billion of money they were laundering for Silk Road in Brooklyn. We knew where they were.
You knew where they... So you could knock on their door.
I would be the furthest away from knocking on their door.
You're not.
Come on,
but,
Lee.
But what happens... Okay, let's say hypothetically... you know, you tell the bank, hey, these guys are doing bad stuff.
That's
and they're
it.
Like, that's it. Your job's done. I get it. You want your, you don't want your hands dirty in that.
No, you can't.
And
the bank can't tell me either.
They can't tell me what they do. But you've told the bank.
Yes.
Now, at some point, they say, okay, I'm going to tell the police. So then the police catch this person. Do you get part of the reward?
No. No, my reward is really helping these institutions to fight regulatory and reputational risk and identifying really bad people.
Right, but...
That's my reward. I get paid by the bank a lot of money.
I know, but also, that's kind of the fun part, right?
That is the fun part, right.
I can tell that you like that part. You have a rogues gallery on your website.
Yes, we have a rogues gallery.
So you must like it.
You're proud of it. I like it.
Right. So that gives you some emotional satisfaction to be involved in doing good in that way.
Absolutely. And my employees also, you know, they're not selling things and making recipes out of the old turkey leftovers.
Right.
And they're not putting up your emotion on some pictures. They really have a feeling of doing some good. We're not changing the world, but we're doing some good for both our institutions and for enforcement.
Right. Absolutely. So how has this FinTech South been for you guys?
This has been really, first of all, being here, of course, in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, walking on turf.
You like that?
Isn't that cool?
It's really cool. I used to play basketball, but it's nice being on the 50-yard line here.
Right.
We've been a tag member for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, we have an office in Canton.
Canton, Georgia, right?
Canton, Georgia, moving down to Kennesaw soon.
Because of your relationship with Kennesaw State University.
And several of our programmers are graduates.
From that program, so you're supporting it by moving your whole company close to it.
That's it, absolutely right. And some of the guys feel like they're going back home to their college days.
There you go. Right? So now, for you, you're big fans of Atlanta and what's happening here in the fintech scene of Atlanta?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're supporters. We're trying to get our staff actually more involved in the TAG events.
Uh-huh.
And we were very, very happy to be nominated and to receive one of the 6 awards for the advanced awards here. And we'll be taking a more active role in the whole TAG and fintech area.
Good stuff. So you want to have a more kind of visual presence in the ecosystem.
Absolutely. And that's the name of our new product released last year, the Visual Intelligence Platform.
See so that? Good segue.
That
see Lee, that? You're
Lee,
welcome.
Lee did his homework.
Someone is doing their homework. That's right.
I know. Stone is doing it for you.
He's passing me notes.
He's the back man.
So,
tech guy and back man. I love it.
So if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best way to learn more about your firm?
I think the first thing is to go to our website, safe-banking.com. Look around, look at our rogues gallery, look at some of our articles. We have a lot of news articles going back from about 2008 and 9. And recent ones, I should mention that just last year we were contacted by the Boston Globe, the Spotlight Group, the investigative journal.
They made a movie about them.
They said we were going to do everything. We were looking to do secrets in the sky and safety in the sky. And we looked up and
SBS
did it 10 years ago. But they did a beautiful 2-part series. And we're in the second part, and they talk about how we warned the FAA and TSA 10 years ago about these guys. And there's one guy we did a rescan of the FAA list. So one fellow that we identified 10 years ago had gone to jail, lost his license, had it revoked, went to jail, came out of jail, and have a picture of him. He has a new license standing in front of his airplane. So you go to Boston Globe, look at Secrets in the Sky from last September, part 1 and 2, and part 2 you'll see us, and you'll see my radio face in live.
There you go.
Well, David Schiffer with Safe Banking Systems, this has been an absolute delight having you join us on the show this afternoon, man.
Thank you, Stone. Thank you very much. I really enjoyed being here.
All right, so if folks want to reach out and have a conversation with you or someone on your team, safe-banking.com, is that the best way to go?
Yes, that is.
All right.
And I can also give you our phone number, 631-547-5400, and ask for the sales department.
Well, keep up the good work, man. Thank you for everything you're doing for FinTech in general. Thanks for coming and hanging out with us.
It was our pleasure. My pleasure.
All right, that is a wrap from FinTech South 2018.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and PPRO. PPRO takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.